Gospel lesson
comes to us from Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. Let us listen to the word of God. They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then he said to him, Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Grant us new ears and new eyes and transformative hearts, O God, so that we can follow you in the way. Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. At the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago, there's a display about what is to come in the near future in science. Technology. And one thing that utterly amazed me was the technology that allows the blind to see and the deaf to hear. In fact, many here in Jacksonville are likely to be aware of the technology that even brings for us today. You might have seen it on YouTube. There are viral videos. One man who, after a degenerative disease, sees his wife for the first time in 10 years with a bionic eye. Another, Anita and Sonia, were born blind and poor in India. Their desperate parents turned to a nonprofit which provided $300 and a 15-minute operation. And doctors removed the bandages from their eyes, and a child flinches from the light. "Mother, I can see," in her native tongue. And there's another of a doctor adjusting the computer. All of a sudden, she hears the doctor's voice. And she hears her own, and she hears her husband's voice for the first time. And tears are running down her face. She can't stop from crying. Her smile is so big, she laughs. It's truly amazing what science and technology can provide today. Higher education and experimentation lead us into this open future where the impossible is possible. Blind will see and the deaf will hear. Today in our scripture reading, we meet a blind beggar, Bartimaeus. He's hidden in the shadows of a large crowd as Jesus and disciples leave Jericho and they're on their way to Jerusalem. However, blind Bartimaeus doesn't stay hidden in the shadows today. He knows Jesus is among the large crowd. So he starts shouting, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." The crowd tells him to be quiet. He's heard this refrain his whole life. Today he knows Jesus is different than all the others. So he doesn't stop. He has grit and perseverance and moxie. He doesn't back down. Blind Bartimaeus shouts even louder, it says, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Suddenly, Jesus hears Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus knew right then that Jesus had paused. Even though he couldn't see it physically, he heard the entire crowd stop. The disciples tell Bartimaeus to come. He takes off his cloak. Now, throwing off a cloak might sound insignificant, But his cloak is what kept him warm through cold nights. His cloak was likely his greatest and most treasured possession that he had. In a simple act, he just throws it aside. He leaves his former life behind in order to approach Jesus, stand face to face. And Jesus asks Bartimaeus a question. What do you want me to do for you? Now, Jesus asked his own disciples the same question, you might remember, but they kept getting it wrong. Jesus rebuked Peter because he got it wrong. And then Jesus didn't grant James and John the power they desired to sit on Jesus' left and right. They had gotten it wrong too. Of course, Bartimaeus doesn't know this because he's an outsider. But in his response, he invites more than just physical healing. It says he calls Jesus Rabboni, my teacher. It means he's willing to leave everything behind to follow Jesus, his teacher. Then Jesus flips everything upside down when he heals blind Bartimaeus. No longer are Peter and James and John the role model for discipleship, but this outsider, a blind beggar, shows his disciples and us the way we should follow Jesus. First, he shows perseverance and grit and moxie in the face of adversity. He shouts louder, even when told by the insiders in the crowd to be quiet. And second, a willingness to leave his cloak behind shows us transformation that's required, leaving our biggest treasures behind in a hope for a new way. And finally, in his response, he's willing to follow Jesus as his teacher all the way to Jerusalem, to the cross. The truth is, today, 2,000 years later, we're not that much different than the crowds and disciples around Jesus. We may have technology for the blind to see and the deaf to hear. The Bartimaeuses of the world are still ordered to keep quiet. Our world still pushes people into the shadows. Not only the blind and the poor, but also the elderly and the immigrant, the refugees and the incarcerated, the addicted and mentally ill, the undocumented and the disabled. For as advanced and far-reaching as we think we've become in this 21st century, racism and sexism, classism, ageism, nationalism, and anti-Semitism still live and breathe in the United States of America. Our Constitution says all deserve the right of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And yet, equality still seems to be distant for far too many. Our society still has a long way to go. Women don't have the same voice as a man. Most towns are segregated by race and wealth, even in Jacksonville. Sexual orientation still divides us. Education only allows some to have a pulpit. Wealth gives privilege to only a few. People are shot in synagogues and mosques and churches. The truth is, the miracle of physical sight isn't the most powerful thing that happens in our scripture lesson today. Instead, it's the strength and zeal of a blind beggar, Bartimaeus. The perseverance in Jesus that won't let him be silenced in a crowd that's pushed him aside too many times. His willingness to leave everything behind to see Jesus face to face and experience the unknown. And it's in his answer that he's willing to risk everything to follow Jesus. Jesus is desperately seeking men and women like Bartimaeus. If the insiders aren't getting it, then he's willing to hear the voices everyone else ignores. That's what makes this moment so powerful. Jesus crushes the world's social order. He gives voice and heals those in the shadows and on the fringe. He has mercy on the powerless. He gives mercy to the nobodies. He gives mercy to all who desire a different way for our world. Something that technology and science can't do. Most of us are like Bartimaeus. We're desperate in the need of mercy. And yet doing what Bartimaeus does isn't easy. It requires grit, recognition of transformation, the willingness to follow Jesus to the cross. And yet, it's exactly what we need in order to change the way the world works. Helen Keller was both blind and deaf, and she said this: "I believe that life is given us so we may grow in love. And I believe God is in me as the sun is in the color and fragrance of a flower. The light in my darkness, the voice in my silence." Someone who can't see recognizes God's light in her darkness. And for someone who can't hear, she hears God's voice in the silence. She knows God's love is in her very being. Just as this blind beggar Bartimaeus knows. See, Christ has the power to restore each one of us. No politician or government or institute can do it. But Christ has the ability to restore the world order, giving us a new vision. This blind beggar Bartimaeus is now our role model for Christian discipleship. Our challenge is to follow Bartimaeus' example, to know that God's love is in our very being, so we can share mercy and love and forgiveness, lifting up the least. It's the only thing that will change our world. God's given us the very tools to change the future. God's given us the ability to follow the light, even in darkness. Follow God's voice, even in silence. Don't go out living in fear and in the shadows. But rather, go out leaving everything behind, willing to be transformed, and loving others. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our gospel lesson comes to us from Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. Let us listen to the word of God. They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then he said to him, Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again. Jesus said to him, go, your faith has made you well. Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the word of the Lord.